President Donald Trump's proposed cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency's budget have some people on edge, especially in Florida. People associated with the Environmental Defense Fund, or EDF, aired grievances Tuesday morning. The proposed budget goes into effect October 1st, but as WGCU's Quincy Walters reports, people from the EDF say now is the time to act.
Mayors from Florida cities, a wetland ecologist, and a former EPA regional manager held a phoned news conference with the Environmental Defense Fund, a nonprofit environmental advocacy group. They voiced concerns about President Trump's proposed cuts to the EPA, which could total $983 million. Former administrator of the EPA's southeastern region, Heather Tony, says the proposed budget is an attack on the environmental progress Florida has made.
Florida has been the one that has vested so much into their environmental stability. And to see this budget and the cuts that are proposed, it is devastating, and we are at a critical mass level.
Tony says the newly proposed budget cuts will eliminate department jobs along with jobs that depend on tourism. Monroe County Mayor George Nugent says tourism needs to be preserved for the sake of his constituency in the Florida Keys.
Per capita, we generate more sales tax dollars for the state of Florida than any other county in the state. That is how dependent we are upon the tourist economy.
Naples Vice Mayor Linda Pennyman says her city depends on the EPA for flood prevention and water quality.
Naples Bay is the nexus of marine and recreational activity for Naples, Florida. Once again, Naples Bay received a D in water quality by the Conservancy of Southwest Florida.
A grade she calls poor. Pennyman says some of the grants that would be cut under Trump's budget would prevent Naples Bay from improvements that would give it an A rating. Village of Key Biscayne Mayor Myra Lindsay says maintaining funding for the EPA should not be a partisan issue. After all, she says, one of Key Biscayne's former residents and most polarizing figures started the EPA, Richard Nixon. Lindsay says funding the EPA goes beyond the environment.
It goes to public safety and quality of life.
The folks at the Environmental Defense Fund say the clock is ticking to raise the alarm, to notify lawmakers that President Trump's proposed cuts will not benefit Florida's environment or environments around the country. Quincy Walters, WGCU News.